So in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about identity. It's something that a lot of my client guests struggle with. It's a lot that, you know, I look around and I can see that the problem with this earth at the very core is that nobody knows who they are. History, you know, has been manipulated, and you know, it's just not to go into the conspiracy theories, but it's you know, you can see it. You can see it in the way that we consume. So we're always trying to make ourselves feel good, look a certain way, da 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 da. And there's this hamster wheel of consumerism. Consumerism comes from trying to find an identity within those clothing. We're trying to find an identity within a class structure, trying to find an identity through a culture. And you see it at the moment. A lot of people are doing this, you know, gene identification. Oh, well, you know, I'm actually, you know, based in, you know, the US, but oh no, I identify as Norwegian. Yeah, I'm Norwegian. You know, and you're like, you know, because one cell comes from Norway. You know, so it's like I'm just seeing it everywhere. And the thing is that fashion, cultures, music, I mean, Jay-Z said it best, create a culture, hip hop, boom. You create, it's like sheep, it is. You create pens and people go into those pens to act a certain way, feel a certain way. Because ultimately, and Dolores Cannon talks about this in her work, our job on this earth is to manipulate energy. So we're constantly changing and challenging ourselves to see what we can achieve. Now, I come from a place of, I know myself inside out. There isn't one corner of my being that I don't know about, believe me. And it's light and it's dark, like everybody. What I do with the darkness, I just think, right, you can come out and play when I'm being threatened, or you can come out and play when a loved one is being threatened. Like, it's simple as I give it instructions and I train it. So it's knowing each one of your corners, knowing yourself, going in there, finding it, loving it, adoring it, bringing it out, and kind of putting your stamp on in the world. And that's when you'll become a leader. That's when people follow you. You know, that's when you can see it now in Kristen Stewart, how amazingly beautiful she's becoming. You know, she's gone from playing small to kind of like owning it now. She's like, yeah, this is who I am, like it or lump it. And when you have that attitude, that's when people resonate and they love you for it. They don't like the growth. That's what I've noticed. When you're doing well, oh, don't like that. You know, but when you're owning it and you're like, what, you're going to challenge me over it? That's when they back down. It goes back to, so my grandma was, she was a judge in Crufts and she was a pedigree dog breeder and trainer, I believe. Yeah, she had loads of them. And for Great Danes. And it goes back to pack mentality. You know, when you have a leader of the pack who's fought their way to that position and they're ready to go to war to guard that position, then the majority of people will kind of like appreciate that. So my work is always based around identification. What are you willing to give up and do to get you back? Because you will have an ID card. And that's why very negative people, I mean, like, there's a great book out there, I can't remember what it's called. It's basically a Christian book and it talks about the devil. So I don't believe in deities as such. I believe in Jesus, so I'll call him Jesus. It's Jesus, of course, but his name's Jesus, so I'm not going to whitewash him. And I believe Jesus came to show us our capabilities. And then what happens is segregation. Oh, okay, he is like over there and more empowering than we are. No. Same. So I believe we have prophets, and people come and show us and highlight and just give us a taste of who we truly are. So with my work in identification, I always challenge people and I say, look, how much do you want this? How much are you willing to sacrifice? How much of your old life and your old shell are you willing to shred to get to you? So to give you a bit of background, I grew up in a religious household. I remember going to these Christian concerts, Christian things, Christian everywhere, church every Sunday, played the germs. This is the problem with my brain. It goes 5 million miles an hour and my mouth does not. So anyway, I played the drums. So I was really embedded and we stayed at this convent just for a weekend and I was convinced I wanted to be a nun after that. And it was because my whole identity was around structure, behaving a certain way, believing a certain way. And I felt enslaved to a degree. It got to a point where I was like, I'm content, but I'm not happy. And when you live within a definitely a religious format in your own mind, you don't know what happiness is because you're being absolutely controlled from a spiritual level. And of course, you don't know what happiness is unless you've tasted it or you've had a, you know, an example of it. And this is where I really don't like religion, is because they demonize anything, temptation, desire. Why are they bad? Like, hello. So it's a bit like taking a caged animal and then putting it in a field, a pasture, and then all of a sudden they're like, what is this? Grass? I don't know. Religion kind of has a taste for kind of demonizing that grass, so that you shouldn't want that, you shouldn't want it, you just keep to your cage. And I got to a point where I was just like, so basically, I'll be really transparent. I was working at this factory because my education's shit. I don't know, I couldn't concentrate, so I just did really bad in my exams, because your exams ask you to concentrate, and that's one thing I couldn't do. So I was like, yeah, this is great. So I worked at this warehouse, factory warehouse thing, and there was a girl there who was bisexual, and of course I didn't know about this stuff. I was from a small town. I was like, well, I don't think so. And I remember thinking, well, that's so weird. But of course, thou shalt not judge. So I kind of talked to her and stuff, and there was something about her that just kept pulling me in, and I was like, just fascinated. And I just really liked her, and I just really liked her vibe, and I felt really drawn and attracted to her. But I was trying to fight that, like you wouldn't believe. I was like, absolutely no way, because my whole identity relied on me being straight, right? And I thought, oh my God, I cannot be arsed with the comments, with the anti-gay stuff. Like, every time I turn the telly on, every time I go there, it's like anti-gay. I mean, I'm walking into something that's hated, and I really am too fragile for that. I need to be loved. And I was like, no, I'm going to stay in my corner. I'm going to stay in this box. I'm going to stay in it. So anyway, things progressed with this girl, because I actually ended up chasing her. There was a pull, there was a magnetism, there was, like, I could not control this if I tried. And I remember praying and just going, if this is the right thing to do, then allow me to do it. If it's not, God, you have my absolute permission to strike me down with death, you know, or something where I cannot pursue this. From that moment, it became really, really easy. And I was like, right, okay, well, I've got God's permission then. And then I was like, hang on a minute, what happens if my idea of God was wrong? What happens if my idea of religion was wrong? Maybe I'm not meant to be in a cage. Maybe I've been taught to be in a cage, but maybe I'm meant to be out there in the world, living my life, being loving everybody, loving myself, enjoying. Maybe desire isn't wrong. So there was so many things in my brain that was just tick, 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 tick. And I thought, you know what, fuck it. This is obviously going to be a very difficult time in my life. I don't feel like I have the support around me. I'm just going to literally walk into the flames. And if I come out the other end, I come out the other end. But how much am I willing to do to get this slice of happiness, which I just know lies within this girl? So then I thought, fuck it. So I went with it. I literally went with it, because I tell you why. 5 minutes being in that girl's energy, and she wasn't amazingly charismatic. There wasn't something like, you know, amazing about her. It was the soul connection that we had. So I was like, right, so just 5 minutes on her energy, or 5 minutes around her, or 5 minutes seeing a picture of her on Facebook, dissolved all of the cage and made me happier than I'd ever been in my entire life. It was like all the pieces together in me just started like aligning themselves. So I was like, right, fuck it. Just absolutely, I couldn't be more miserable if I tried. So what am I gambling on? I'm gambling on my just being more miserable. Like, I can't get any more miserable if I tried. So I'm just going to go for it. I've got nothing to lose. Right. So I went with it. And I tell you something, it put me on this trajectory of self-love. And then I thought, right, what am I going to do? Because gays are generally not, you know, there's a lot of issues going on there, ironically, from religion, but anyway. And I can't be asked for the comments. And I thought, right, that's my responsibility. So whenever I get a comment, I'm going to push back. Whenever someone says something stupid, I'm going to push back. That's what I'm willing to do for this happiness, is every day I will defend myself. And how lucky am I to be choosing that? Because people of different races don't get to choose that. The minute they pop out the womb, they are being attacked in every day, in every comment, in every like stupid fucking image they see, they have to fight back. So, I mean, it's a small sacrifice, really. And I thought, you know what? Let's just do it. So then, yeah, I just really just went for it. And I realized that was my identity, to be fluid, to be drawn to somebody's heart rather than who they are, what gender. I mean, it was scary. Believe me, I've never kissed a girl in my life. So I was like, ah, sod it. And yeah, I just went with it. And then I thought, you know what? How much are you willing to gamble to get that happiness? When you're in alignment and when you're doing something which serves your identity, and you do something that makes you so fucking filled and so happy, 5 minutes of that is worth a lifetime of restriction and unhappiness. It really is. I didn't realize until I started that trajectory how much of a cloud was hanging over me and how blindsided I'd been. You know, happiness for me was never in a church. I was told it was happy, so I felt content, like, oh, finally I'm in church, so I must be happy. I wasn't. No way. I'm actually way more happier, and to be honest, my happiness now cannot be measurable. It cannot be measured. It can't. I am so extra happy, it's untrue, because I have helped more people and I have fought people's battles and I have given so much money away to people, more so now than when I was being a good Christian girl. I was living in restriction. My heart now is bigger than it's ever been, and it continues to be absolutely solid and pump blood in my veins and pump blood in everybody else's veins. Motivates me, motivates other people. I am a driving force that every single morning when I do a workout, I am like, yeah, and I'm still connected to God 100%, more so now than ever. And I get this feeling that it's like, Katie, I like developed you this way. You were born this way. I made you this way. You know, that's my identity. And the Christian church was trying to take it away from me. You know, like, oh yeah, we don't mind you being gay, but don't, like, you know, practice it. We don't mind you being bisexual, don't practice it. We don't mind you being trans, but just don't, you know, transcend, basically. Go fuck yourselves, you know? I saw more judgment, more restriction, more coldness within the veins of that construct than when I'm out in the world. And there's a great Christian saying out there that it says, basically, Christians shouldn't be in the dock. A ship shouldn't be at a dock. It should be out there, sailing, going through the waves, traveling the world, being expansive. I mean, you can challenge me all you like. There is no debate. I am not sitting here wanting a debate. There is no debate. There's no conversation. I'm literally sitting here telling you who I am. You have two choices. You listen or you turn it off. I do not care. You can comment all you like. I'm just going to delete it, you know? So it's like, I'm not here to say church is wrong and I'm right or anything. I'm saying I am right. I am right right now. I am right in myself. And when you look at yourself now, when you look around in your life, you might be living with your parents still. You might be living with your spouse. You might be in a job that you don't like. How much of this are you willing to throw away to get a slice of happiness? Because I can bet your bottom dollar, the minute you put your, it's like poker, the minute you can put your, I don't know what they call it, coins or whatever, those little plastic things, minute you put those on the table, the game begins. Because the minute you start to say, right, I am uncompromisable, you cannot waver me, I am really strong, I'm gonna fight for what I believe in, I do not care what you say, I am speaking, you can speak, I'm not gonna listen, I'm completely in my lane, and you better get out my lane or I'm going to bump you up the ass, you know? So it's like, you've got to be really, really strong and really, really willing and really, really, really dig deep to say, right, this is who I want to be. This is the happiest I want to be. I want to be so big, so grand, so loving, so caring, beyond measure, beyond my current comprehension. And I am willing to shred this fucking skin that does, it's too tight for me. This, I've outgrown it. I've outgrown it. And I always say to people, you know, that I'm working with, imagine a house plant, right? You look at that house plant, it starts to look a bit shit, right? And you're feeding it water and you're putting it in the sun, and still that plant looks a bit weak and it looks like it's dying. Every time it gets a new little leaf, it dies. Do you know why? That plant wants to grow. That plant wants to be repotted, and you're keeping it in its current pot that it is clearly outgrowing. So every single new leaf has to die for it to stay in that pot. Right, so that is like you. If every time you have a happy moment, then it has to die because the people around you put you down, pop your bubble, don't like you. You know, if every time you get a new interest and you've got to compromise it because you can't manage that, being, you know, at home, being with that person, dealing with that shit, dealing with their drama, and every time you get an inkling that you want to reach out, you can't because this religion says that, that religion says that. You know, you do you. If you are extraordinarily happy and loving and caring and beyond measure in your religion, then stay in it. But if you are completely happy beyond comprehension and beyond measure, being yourself and going out there and being charitable and setting a new pavement and setting a new way and a sidewalk pavement, whatever, like trajectory. But it's like, you know, do that. But you can only have a happy life if you're coming from a place of passion, your heart is full, and you're willing to conquer everything to get it. No one will take my happiness away from me. They try, and it just doesn't work. Because I don't have conversations with people who are like showing me signs very early on. They're not interested, or they're not happy for my happiness. I walk off. There's no conversation here. Why? Did I sign a contract that said I have to get in a debate with you now? No, I'm not on a debate show, you know? So have a look around your life and just be like, how much am I willing to give up to get where I want to be? And in the morning, you know, like a classic of this is that someone wanted coaching with me, and we went through her... Well, she signed up now, so she did want coaching with me, and she's working with me. But we went through her thing, and I said, right, can you do this, this, and this? No, no. I said, what do you mean? I don't have time. I said, right, okay, well, I think you do. So we went through her day, right? Gets up, 8 a.m. This is general, by the way. This is not just picking on her. She doesn't mind me saying this because we do laugh about it now because her whole life is changing, but and her perception is changing. So this is indicative of someone. They get up maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock, have their breakfast, watches the news, has a shower, gets ready for the day, works, 5 o'clock, comes home, does the dinner, watches the TV, don't have time. Right, you write everything that you do down every day. Write it down. And then look at what can be compromised. News, compromised, breakfast, you don't need breakfast. Who needs to eat 3 meals a day, you know? And it's like, just look at everything that can be compromised. You'll be shocked. You'll be like, actually, I don't need to watch the news 3 times a day. Actually, I don't need to watch my soaps every day. And then you're telling me you want to lose weight and go to the gym, but you're not going to the gym because you can't, because you're watching the news that you've just watched 3 hours ago. Like, perception. And it's not your fault. It's how you've been... compromised in your own identity and your own thoughts. I don't have time. You do have time. You go to bed at 10. That's a bloody long sleep if you're getting up at bloody 7, 7:30, 8. What, are you in a coma? You know? So, you know, just looking at what can be compromised. Write down what you do in a week. Write down your hobbies. Write down what you like to do. You know, can an hour walk that you find boring anyway, can that be... Why don't you change that to a 30-minute HIIT workout, which is going to burn more calories than that walk, full stop, and then you get half an hour back, you know? So your identity is about, and I'll do another episode about finding your identity and finding who you are, but guarantee your first step is if you're not happy now, you need to look at what you need to compromise and what you need to get rid of. If you're not happy now, and it's like I say to people, write down 10 compliments a day. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't. Oh no, that's like, I'm going to really struggle with that. So there's the clue is there right now. You're not happy with your life and you can't write down 10 compliments a day. So write down 10 compliments a day and then you'll be happy with your life. Like everything is tooling and fueling your unhappy life right now. So instead of watching the news, watch a Disney. Disney is full of joy, full of happiness, light-hearted. News, not so much. And then people say, oh no, it's really important to stay up to date. It's really important to kind of keep up with issues. Watch it once a day then. And then the hour that you would have spent watching two more newses, use that to actually action the changes that you want to see. Volunteer, sign some bloody thing to the government, you know? So it's like, you have to look at your current life and be like, what am I willing to give up? And also, what is fueling my misery? Because I can guarantee if you'll keep reading and watching really shit stuff, you're going to feel shit. Like it's like for like, you know? But your happiness, your life will continually show you things and people who make you happy, who question your sexuality, who question your lifestyle, who question your class system, you know, your social construct. Things, tips, hints will always come your way. And it's your choice whether you go, I'm going to grab that for everything and lose everything I've got just for that. Because I tell you something, that's not temptation. And it's interesting, isn't it, how it's been demonized that way. But it's not. It's a nugget of joy and it's yours for the taking. So I'd go and get it if I were you. Like, literally. Love you very much. Here for you. If you want a reading or some time or coaching, you know where I am. Book me in. Let's change your life, dudes.